We'll be right back. Microphone check, 1, 2. 1, 2. Microphone check, 1, 2. Check, 1, 2. Microphone check, 1, 2. 1, 2. Listen, yeah. I wake up early in the morning, ask myself, is this life? I wonder why I'm living, I wonder what my purpose is. A hood nigga with suburban friends, I'm just trying to be an urban legend. So I'm just learning from the very best. I'm very less likely to make a mess of the sitch. I'm very less likely to call a woman a bitch. So let me live how I'm living while I sip on a crisp. Cause right now it's them days where you're not giving a shit. Living the vida loca, I'm still focused while these brothers smoke up. Take a toke, Jake, go and take a toke, Jake. I'm okay, I'm okay. Tell us one of those days. Sit back, relax, and come back with a back. I come back with the raps, I've been stabbed in the back. And really, I don't give a damn about your girls and your cash. While you're living in corruption, I'll be telling the facts. You just look at me back and think I've lost my sanity. But really, it's reality, vanity, slaves. We are beginning to erase the people caught up in the world of evil. Meet me at the cathedral, nigga. Meet me at the cathedral. Yeah. Okay, let me go back in. Look. Yeah, live life like you wanna live, right? Cause you never live twice. Positive vibes, if I could describe the possibilities you have in life, I guarantee you that you see a brighter light, a brighter sight of things. I bite from a python, we show you fakes from your realist. I roll like a lion, I lighten up the place with joy. Enlighten the righteous, well I just write this, I enjoy it. I'm the type to fight for rights up in this. I ain't an activist, I'm acting quick, can you comprehend? I hope I don't offend, so you can go and tell a friend to go and tell a friend. Yeah, you can tell a friend to go and tell another friend. Dream club, nigga. And I'm gone, I'm gone. Thank you.
be understood because they speak half English and half God. Shake the dust for the boys with the beautiful sisters. Shake the dust for the girls with the brothers who are going crazy. For those gym class wallflowers, the 12-year-old's afraid of taking public showers. For the kid who's always late to class because he forgets the combination to his lockers. For the girl who loves somebody else, shake the dust. This is for the hard men who want love but know that it won't come. Forgotten. The ones the amendments do not stand up for. The ones who are told to speak only when you are spoken to, and then are never spoken to. Speak every time you stand so you do not forget yourself. Do not let a moment go by that doesn't remind you that your heart beats 900 times a day, that there are enough gallons of blood to make you an ocean. Do not settle for letting these waves settle and for the dust to collect in your veins. This is for the celibate pedophile who keeps on struggling. For the poetry teachers and for the people who go on vacations alone. For the sweat that drips over Mick Jagger's singing lips. And for the shaking skirt on Tina Turner's shaking hips. For the heavens and for the hells through which Tina has lived. This is for the tired and for the dreamers. For the families that will never be like the Cleavers with perfectly made dinners. The sons like Wally and the Beaver. This is for the bigots, for the sexists and for the killers. And for the big house, pin sentence, cats becoming redeemers. And for the springtime, it always seems to show up right after the winter.
We'll be right back. Please stop that. You hear?
Oh, sir, what did I do?
You were humming. That's music.
Oh, but I...
Where did she find out about this tall, dark man?
There have been descriptions in the papers. How he operates, what he looks like. I must be careful.
Writer sits in front of his old typewriter. Four-cornered room in solitude is where you might find him. Or maybe not in that secluded spot. His hands get hot as the ink drops. Stand at the page, he don't blink a lot. Taking slow sips and chugging from a gold goblet. Life events made him cold-hearted, so he wrote about it. Dark lines sit deep under his eyelids. Depressed, pressing need of rest. That's just to redirect his hatred. So many times he ain't satiate, seem patient. But he locked them feelings in the basement. And now he writes fiction, mixing moments from his past. And his fans don't understand how real they are. He had to laugh, somebody had asked him where his inspiration was from. About a boy very young, sodomized with a gun. A tear fell from his left eye, and then he tried to lie. And said that in his idle time, he dreamt the storyline. Going on 45, fury since his shorty, worry never dies. It was subside, reason he never kept his head up high. Seldom smiled since a pedophile that pinned him down. Now we sit around pondering on how he'd get him out. When you down, drowning in the why, how, and the when. It's like a reenactment that's happening over again. Them dark clouds is over him while he was holding that pen. A good thing he started writing rather than holding it in. At this point he got 5 books published. A lot of luggage seemingly doing well. Cause that hell, he rise above it and kept the truth from the public with a default smile. Camouflaging it, cause that's the shit that he's on now. A better life to live. The house dog, the wife and the kids. Fooling everyone but himself, walking right off the edge. And nobody knows what he went through. His mate thought she could relate, he said not even you. With a straight face, she can't understand him, so then she exits. Clears the joint account and it bounced like he expected. Another one that wasn't built to last. He going mad, sitting up in his pad, lit with the crooked lamp. As he's typing up the next bestseller about a writer, end up killing himself when his ex left him. His fans read about it on the following day. The mad writer was the title story on front page, it said.